I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
I was trying to do a casual intro, but I didn't know the time had already started. So,
hi everyone. Where are we?
Hello.
Here? Over here.
We're here. Where are we?
There you go.
There.
Sorry, we're rusty.
Hello, you guys.
It's been so long.
We're
it's
alive.
It's been 84 years.
It's been 3 weeks, but for us, since the last time we recorded together, it's been a while.
I know. I haven't seen you at all.
Hi, how's it going?
Hello. You got a haircut.
I did get a haircut. That's why I'm hiding it with a hat right now.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. It was a good job.
Nice.
Showed up, but I haven't worn this hat in like 2 months.
Yeah, did you have to blow the dust off of it? A relic.
It's time.
Here, you guys, we're back. And Alexandros is maybe done with college.
Maybe. Today's the day my grades get posted, and there was one paper that was worth 70% of my grade. 7-0.
That's like, what class was that for?
This was for a national security class, which...
You're like... It's bad. Send.
It's a rough time, yeah.
You're like, not going well.
It's not going that well, you guys.
That's crazy.
Newsflash.
Wait,
a few
okay.
Wars going on.
Wait, actually, not to sound like, but I just have to ask. Is it crazy being a political science major right now? You don't have to get too into like really that, all that kind of stuff, but I'm just wondering if you're like, this is wild. Or is it all
yes
wild?
And no, because... I'm kind of tired of like the freak out that you always see on the news.
Well,
you'll
course.
See everyone freaking out being like, did you see what so-and-so did with the, and I'm like, yeah, but like, our system's been broken for years and it's kind of been like that. So like,
so from your perspective, since you know more about like it in general, are you like, it's less scary than you think? Or are you just like, whatever, it's all on fire and it's just going to be what it is.
I'm naturally a bit of a pessimist and a nihilist.
Well, yes,
so I'm always
that.
Like, you know, it's kind of going to work out.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just, it's always a dumpster fire.
True.
It's just a little bit of a brighter one right now, is what I'll say.
The fire's burning.
And the fire is burning. And I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
work.
Tough to say. My paper was specifically on U.S.-China relations. 15 pages.
That's an interesting time to do that.
I was struggling getting to those final, like, I got to page 12 and I was like, dude, what else do I write about? This is, I've talked about. Everything else.
That's 15 pages.
What else? Yeah.
Mitch, you wrote a novel.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's publish that.
And it wasn't good. That's why I'm like, I might not be graduating, guys.
You will. You're smart.
We'll see.
But that's
so
crazy.
Yeah, that's why I haven't been able to really focus too much on this. I was taking 18 units, and then we were
18. It was one more than I
sorry,
said.
Yeah. It's in divisibles of three.
Sorry, I didn't go to college. Yeah,
no. That was smart of you. That was smart of you to do that.
I don't got debt.
Yeah, so in between the smut that we've been reading in the past, I've also been reading several other textbooks and books required for reading.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were fun, like a book on like poetry and stuff, you know?
What kind?
What was the title of it?
Were you reading it for fun or for school?
No,
did
for
you
school.
Say that?
Yeah,
okay,
for
sorry.
Creative writing.
I think
class.
I blacked out for
it
a
was
second.
It was a small little one. Just cutesy little, here's some tips and tricks on poetry.
That's nice.
And then I was like, all right, cool. Then I kind of phoned in the poem that I had to submit because it was just a class that I had to do so I could have the required number of units at my college.
Oh, work.
And I was like, you really gonna make me take this one more class? Okay.
Damn.
So I did that. In the last 3 weeks since an episode came out and since we last recorded an episode.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been about 2 months since we recorded an episode, I think.
I don't think, because I was still, we've recorded since my birthday. My birthday was 2 months ago.
So it's been 2 months since we recorded?
No, we've recorded since. So it's been, okay, it's been like a month and a half.
Okay, all right, month and a half. And in that time, because I have the audios for it, I re-listened to all of Harry Potter, then I listened to the Auction and Manacled.
You did all of that?
I did all of that.
How did you do all that?
I just listened to it at the gym.
Oh,
and
okay.
Stuff like that. And like when I'm driving. That's so crazy. I just binged through them all. And the Auction is so much better after you read through all of Harry Potter. And I was just like, ugh, this is how it actually ends. It was crazy rereading it because I was like, no, Colin Creevy, how awfully he dies in Manacled. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait. He doesn't actually die. That's not canon, I guess. I don't.
Yeah, it made it like hurt, like recontextualized. Yeah, it hurt worse.
They were so young. What happened?
Like, no, just kidding.
I was like, oh, that's made up. That's right.
Well, also this all is. So.
Yeah, I guess it all exactly. Yeah,
but it's extra made up.
The canon is what I believe it to be.
Of course. That's hilarious. Dang, not so light reading being manacled.
Did all of that, and then when I started reading this one, it was a much neat Twisted Love. That's what the episode's going to be about.
Yes,
today,
we're
you guys.
Talking about Twisted Love.
Look at that.
By Anna Huang.
Anna Huang. And it was much needed because I forgot in the nicest way how dumb writing could be. You know what I mean? I forgot how I could just start laughing at stuff because the other like book I was reading was a nonfiction book called Just Mercy. Mm-hmm. There's a movie about it with Michael B. Jordan now.
Oh.
It's pretty good from what I heard. And it's all about capital punishment.
Oh,
and stuff like that. So not a very fun read
when
you're reading about, well, you know, that type of stuff.
I've been all about Michael B. Jordan recently.
Because you watched Sinners?
Yes!
I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen that one clip of him going, are y'all clan? And he just goes, sir.
Like, sir, no.
We all bleed
you
red.
Guys,
Thank you.
If you haven't watched Sinners, do it.
Okay, I'll go watch it.
You'll really like it.
I'm sure
I promise.
Will.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Double the Michael B. Jordan. Hot.
Boom. This one's, Just Mercy is a little bit more serious, though. It's a true story about a guy who was just put on death row for literally no reason. Damn. And you're just like, word.
You're reading that I was going to say congruently.
I kind of was, and then I stopped reading this, Twisted Love, for a little bit, because I was like, all right, let's focus on classes for right now. And
you're
I was like, hey, Maddie, I can't record for a little bit. I'm kind of crashing out right now. And the past few weeks have not been a vibe.
Oh, do you feel better? Or not yet? You will feel better when
I was right. Feeling better until I got this mild food poisoning that I currently have.
Oh, yeah, he's
so
struggling.
It's just kind of a very volatile week for
you're
me.
Getting it?
High emotion. I'm getting it all out of the way for the rest of the year.
And like, because you're gonna go into Europe. And so then you're gonna be like, woo!
Going to Europe in a week, Portugal, Greece, and France.
That's so cool. I'm jealous. I have a friend that lives in Portugal.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We're in Portugal. I don't remember where I'm going. I'm just hopping on the
plane. Isn't it Lisbon? That's
the main place.
Yeah, she lives there.
Okay. I think that's where we're landing. Sure.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. I'll read some of our next episodes while I'm out there.
Yeah.
We'll catch back up again. We're going to be on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
We talked a big game at the start of this year how we were going to be doing it, and then immediately fell apart.
Well, you were hit hard by classes.
I was.
And I'm being hit hard by my sister's wedding. And so we're like this.
Hey.
Boom, boom. But we're getting there.
I'm almost there. If my professor will post our grades by midnight tonight, which is the requirement.
That's
crazy. So I know if I'm going to crash out tonight or not.
You'll be fine. What have I been up to?
What have you been doing? Yeah. Planning for your sister's wedding?
Planning my sister's wedding. Anybody who has sisters who's had to be maid of honor before, my heart goes out to you. Having fun. I know I shouldn't say that, but it's true.
You can say it.
It's too much.
The bride is supposed to have fun.
You know?
The maid of honor is supposed to put in the work. I think that's how it.
Yeah. And I don't think my sister listens, so it's fine. But I will never do this to her or my other sister. Like well, I just don't think I'll ever do a big wedding if I ever go, if I ever get married. Yikes. But I don't,
that wasn't wood that you knocked on. That was the couch.
Well, I didn't even knock because I was like, there's no wood near me. Whatever. I was like, or I'm like, I'm never going to do all of this because it's too much to ask of everyone. Mm-hmm. Seeing my parents freak out, seeing my other sister freak out, me freaking out. I can't do it. I'm losing hair.
The few times that we've seen each other this past month and everything like that, you've always just been kind of like,
I'm like twitching. So freaking out over it. And I'm not going to say I wish I didn't have to do it because like I love my sister and I'm happy. It's going to be great.
It's going to work, but it's.
But it's a lot, especially June, because June is her bachelorette and her bridal shower, which are both maid of honor things. Mm-hmm. And so once July, because the wedding's in August, I'm not nervous for the wedding. I'm nervous of everything that's coming before. So
I was. I'm not nervous about graduating, what I'm going to do with my life. I just want to get that. Like, I want to give me that piece of paper that will make LinkedIn acknowledge me.
Exactly. But other than that, I saw Beyonce.
Yeah. How'd that go?
Oh, my God. It was like one of the best nights of my life.
Did you go with Parker?
Of course I did. I went with my besties, Parker and Tati. It was so fun. I used to not be a concert girl, but now I am. And because all of the concerts I've been to, everybody there has been such a vibe, like all of the other people. And so you're just like, I was in my little cowboy boots, and I'm not a country girl, but I do. Cowboy Carter is, I think, my favorite Beyonce album. So I went out. I bought a big belt buckle. I had a drink that was a mortgage. It was so expensive. I was on something else and I had the best time. It was so fun. Beyonce is my everything.
We will not elaborate.
Well, I was watching her like, that's the Michael Jackson of our generation. And I was like, holy shit. You know what I mean?
That good?
Oh my God. Better.
Even better than that.
Cause she exceeded all my expectations. I was there the second night. I was there the night with all of the malfunctions, but I didn't know that there were any. I had no idea. Oh, it was so good. That's literally
that you got that.
Yes,
it's a little treat for all the stress.
That's literally all that I. That's all I've had happening. I also am like doing kind of a change in my life, where I want to focus on like social media, but also
I saw
for
you
me,
posting a lot on your personal.
Yeah, I my best I like, friend.
Okay, so you can post TikTok. I'm kidding.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
I'm kidding.
My best friend is a social media person and she has like three different accounts that have like a lot of followers. She's like a wizard at it. And she sat me down and she's like, Maddie, I think you need to actually do this and like commit to it because you could do it. And I was like, okay, period. So if you see me being cringe on the internet on my account also,
we're getting that bag. All right.
Yeah, guys, I'm trying to make money. I have my sister's wedding to pay for.
Should I try to be a travel influencer while I'm gone and just use this couch?
Come with me to go to Portugal.
Come to me to Greece, where writing was invented. I'm just kidding. Yes. It wasn't invented in Greece. That's all right. But
well, work. But
neon gods in Greece.
So follow me on TikTok on my own too, please. But that's all I got.
Yeah. Been a very busy time, but you know, I think we've stalled long enough.
Let's get into it.
Twisted Love by Anna Huang. The book that has established that Maddie doesn't get to pick the books anymore, guys. Maddie does not get to choose.
I literally texted him yesterday. What did I text you? I said, I'm so sorry that I did this to us again.
I think
jail time
for a big
me.
Reunion episode for the first time in a while. You know, if this is your thing, good for you. I'm so happy for you. I needed it as a little palate refresher just to start laughing at things, going like, what the fuck am I reading?
Yeah, you guys. So Twisted Love, not my cookie, not my juice. not my thing.
The audio for it, the guy's voice, I mean, the both performers, great job.
Of course.
The guy's voice was so deep and so
It was.
Free. I had to turn up the volume so much just so I could hear because it was at a decibel level. I could not comprehend. He was going
grumbly
and I was like, what did he just say?
Sir, we get it, you're angsty.
Dude, he was so angsty. I wrote down in my notes so many times like, bro, we get it, you're brooding.
My God,
it was giving soap opera Wattpad early 2014. So I was down for the vibe, don't get me wrong, like I realized what was happening in this and I was like, oh, of course he's in the Bulgarian mafia. Why didn't I should have figured that. I immediately like, I saw an interesting TikTok that like, I think sums this up perfectly. It's like, you know, you don't writing doesn't have to be good to enjoy it, if that makes sense.
I agree with that.
Where it's like, you know, you can acknowledge that something's not good and then be like, I was vibing. I had a good time doing it. And that's what I'll say about this book, because I was laughing while reading it. I was having a good time. And just being able to be like, yo, what did they just say?
This was so wild. Sorry.
Yeah. The first thing he says, like, pretty much is, I don't make love.
I was like,
shut up, bro.
Okay. I know, immediately. Okay, wait. So let me set the scene. I just opened this book and I skipped. How did I start reading this? I think I started with the audiobook. I switched between the audiobook and this and the like physical book. And so I didn't see that there's a playlist associated with this book that Miss Anna made. And if it doesn't set the scene, let me read it to you.
I'm listening.
Twisted by Mizio. I don't know who that is. And I don't know what that is. Icebox. Omarion. I don't know.
You're not going to pronounce them right. I'm not going to have any idea.
Well, because we'll get to places that you know. Don't worry. Okay. Feel Again by who? One Republic. One Republic. Dusk Till Dawn. Zane and Sia.
I like One Republic.
I
do. Do you not like One Republic?
No, it's not hate. One Republic, so great. They have some bangers.
I know the vibe you're talking about.
But I do think that One Republic is a very specific moment and a very specific thing. Not tea, not hating.
Okay.
But One Republic,
I didn't know that One Republic was like.
No. I'm not. No hate, all love. But I do think that gives a certain vibe, because it's like drama. One Republic's music is kind of drama.
Okay, drama.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, good. I'll love to One Republic.
I was like,
aw. No. Don't worry. Wait, what's One Republic is like counting stars, right?
Yeah, they're counting stars.
No, that song.
That
Hello?
Era right there. Yeah. I'm thinking the most recent one that I've listened to is they did the outro for an anime recently. That was pretty
good.
Kaiju number
no,
eight.
No, they're talented.
Yeah.
And their music, Counting Stars, is a bop.
Yeah.
But it does feel very what you were saying earlier, 2015 Tumblr.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All love. Trust me. No hate to One Republic here. Dusk Till Dawn, Zayn and Sia, Directioner for Life. Set Fire to the Rain, Adele. Iconic.
Yeah, I think this was written in 2014.
Right?
Yeah.
Burn, Ellie Goulding. Yes. My Kind of Love, Emily Sade. I don't know that song.
I cannot.
Writings on the Wall, Sam Smith. Ghost, Ella Henderson. Stronger, What Doesn't Kill You, Kelly Clarkson. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Period. This one, Psycho. Wide Awake, Katy Perry. Now, this is before Katy Perry fell out of the...
fell
from disgrace, fell from space, if you will. And then you sang to me, Mark Anthony. Yeah. So I just, that sets the scene for this. It's so melodramatic, so drama.
No.
Yeah. No hate to those artists, though, except Katy Perry. Kind of hate to her.
No, but that's a very, like, specific vibe, and it matched. I will say it's a very accurate playlist.
Oh, yeah. No, love.
Burn by Ellie Goulding is one of my triggers.
Na, 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 na.
I will quit the podcast
Why?
Right now.
Why?
Because
if you
when that was
it.
Coming out, it was only that song on the radio.
Oh,
for
God,
the longest
and it was so
time.
Annoying.
It was just that one. And it was one of those songs that it's like the same with like Happy by Pharrell Williams.
It's like
one of those songs that was just always playing and it didn't need to be. It was not one of those songs that I was like, this is the song that should be played.
You know,
every
what it's giving,
10 seconds.
Let's keep it current. You know what it makes me feel like? Fucking Ben. Sorry. I know you were refraining from saying the F word, but I just did. Benson Boone. Do you know who that is? Do you like him?
Which one is he?
Please stay.
Oh, is he the dude that wears like those?
I want you. I need you.
No. He's the dude with like the mustache and wears the suits.
But it's disingenuous and awful, and I hate it.
Yeah, he does the backflips, right?
Yeah, stop.
Yeah.
And he acts like he's Harry Styles, but you're not Benson Boone. You're not Harry Styles, and you'll never be. I'm sorry if I just blew out your eardrums, but I'm pissed off. One of our very close friends the other day said to me to my face, "Maddie, you look like you would be a Benson Boone fan," which made me so mad. The whole entire room went silent. You could hear a pin drop because everyone was like, apologize to her immediately.
I can see it.
But that's giving that song please stay, I want to, I need to, oh God. That's why no one can stand Benson Boone, because that song was overplayed.
I just saw the edits on TikTok. That's it.
Okay. Sorry, Benson Boone, you're catching strays from me today. Okay, into the book. This song gives that. Like, I bet that this book gives that.
So you know, kind of every single turn of this book, I was just kind of like, okay, bro, relax. So I had such an ick for, his name was Alex, right? Classic Alex move. Yeah. Relatable.
Ick-inducing.
Ick-inducing. Those Alexes. Imagine ever dating an Alex.
There was an Alex and a Madeline in this.
Who's the Madeline? Oh, yeah. House. Madeline yeah. House.
But I was like, oh, look, our names.
Look, oh, she wrote this about us. Is this fucking play about us?
Yeah. Except she spelled it wrong.
No, sorry. I don't know how they were spelled. So yeah, just kind of moving on down through it. It's just me just going, shut up, Alex. Whoa, that's my best friend's sister. I can't be thinking that. I'm like, shut up, bro.
Think about it. Mafia boss. Care.
Of course he is.
And the mafia being involved is so bonkerella.
It's so unnecessary in this too. It comes out of nowhere. I'm like, okay, your uncle, bro. All right.
My first.
The smell of sweat and violence filled the air. What does that mean?
Am I supposed to be like this? Because I'm not.
I think so. That's why I was liking it, is because it fully doubled down
on
like that aesthetic of like, it was giving Twilight, if that makes sense. You can acknowledge, I feel that you can objectively acknowledge, just because something is not good does not mean it cannot be enjoyed.
Oh, I agree with that.
And I think we can all agree about Twilight. You had not watched it growing up.
No, period.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm trying to find the comparison.
Marison, just that angsty, unnecessary drama that's in it. Bella waking up screaming in the middle of the night after a six-month relationship.
Period.
Like, period. Okay.
For her, period. For her, I'm like, yeah, okay. Just kidding. Her trauma was gnarly. My first note was, what the heck is her phobia? Because they made us wait for it a second.
Oh, yeah.
Her water phobia.
Her water phobia. Hydrophobia.
Hydrophobia.
Whoa. Hydrophobia in 2025, guys? What are we doing here? This hey, close hey, to hey. Pride Month?
Yeah, come please. On. That's crazy. one of my first notes was, do people actually have rosters? Because he's like talking about his roster and of his ladies that he likes to, you know, but not looking them in the eyes. And I'm like, do people really have those? What?
No.
Did you used to have one?
Absolutely not. No, that'd be ridiculous.
You
that'd
did?
Be crazy. That would be crazy.
You had a roster?
That would be crazy.
So, no. Okay, walk me through it. So are you like, do you have, I'm imagining pulling up a notes app. Listen to me.
My experience was people that I just like got. I didn't have a notes app or anything.
Well,
no,
that's what I'm thinking. I'm like crazy. A roster.
That's insane.
Current roster. Jessica. Whomever. Samantha. How does that work?
I think it's just like the girls that are
around.
That you're talking to essentially at that time and that like are a vibe and are not.
Okay, work. And problem. You'd be like, hey, you up to all of them and then see what answers. Is that how it works?
Kind of, yeah.
That's so crazy.
My situation was a little bit more pathetic, but less desperate, if that makes sense.
I get you. And you were young. You were very young. It's okay.
I was young.
But him being 27, which him being 27, I'm like, why are you acting like a 45-year-old in this book? Mm-hmm. But a 27-year-old doing that, I'm like, please. But
bro,
I guess
you have a job. What are you doing?
Bro, you're in the mob. What are you doing?
You're in the mob. You're almost the CEO. Also, can we talk about Alex's job for a second? What was it?
I don't know.
It was very vague business job.
Yes.
You're the CEO. Oh, the stock prices are rising. I was like, what does that mean?
She's like, yeah, these people don't care about this.
Blah, yeah, blah, blah, and blah, I was business, like, that's fair
blah,
enough.
Blah, blah,
it was, have you ever
stuff.
Seen the Lego movie?
Yes, I have.
You know when Princess Unicorn Kitty or like, oh, just Unicorn Kitty.
Yeah.
Unikitty?
Are you going to say what I just referenced?
What?
Blah, 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 backstory stuff.
No, oh. Yeah, she does that, but she's at the board meeting when they're undercover breaking in. Business.
Yes.
Is this working?
So funny.
Yes. Business.
Bury that.
That's
hey,
what
I live.
Like.
I wouldn't want to write about that stuff either.
It's all that. Her best friend, Bridget, is royalty.
I said, what is a princess doing here? Me and Thermopolis.
Like, yeah, there? I was literally thinking, because it's a made-up country. Or was it a real one?
No, it was made up. It was like Elrovia or something.
Something like
it's
that.
Genovia.
It was given Princess Diaries. Yeah.
Yes. I said, what is a princess doing here? And then I was like, I read, oh, me and her brother, we don't really vibe. And I said, okay, so the brother's going to get with the princess. And then this is going to be all this in the next books.
You think it's the brother that's going to get with her?
Yes.
No.
Who?
It's going to be that hot guard that she was with.
Oh, yeah, that too.
The second they were like, Reese was a lot hotter and bruder and like obsessed with her safety. I was like, okay, is the next book going to be about them?
I mean, period.
And then the cliffhanger at the end right there being like, I saw the way that they looked at each other while she, as now the new princess or the next queen, gets into the car.
Not the abdication.
I was sitting there and I was like, I texted you right after that too. And I was like,
yes.
Hey, so I kind of want to read the second one. Maybe.
Hey, maybe the second one's really good.
Maybe this. I was kind of more interested in like the princess dynamic. I was okay. That's maybe so I just funny. Maybe we've just done too much mafia lately.
I don't think I like mafia.
Yeah.
I think that's my problem.
I don't think we've done, don't sue me, good mafia yet. I feel like,
I just don't, I almost called you Parker. That's my bestie's name. Sorry. Alexander just threw his phone. But yeah, I don't think mafia as a trope is for me because I don't think I care.
Yeah.
It's giving Godfather and I've never seen it. So.
I started watching a mafia show on Paramount Plus called Mobland, I think. It's British. Yeah. Tom Hardy.
Work.
It's pretty good.
I love him.
Yeah. I like Tom Hardy. Bike Riders. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we saw together.
That movie was good.
Yeah. I've mostly only took down things that he would say that made me roll my eyes. Yes! Oh, brother.
Tell me, this guy stinks.
So one is, I only drink I drink espresso at night. I'm like, okay, bro. What?
He's like, because what's the use in sleeping? If the sleep, I can never sleep. I don't. I'm like, okay, Edward Cullen.
I was like, what do you mean you drink espresso at night?
Wacko.
For context, I drank coffee a little bit too late the other day before the gym. Really? 2 a.m. came and I was just sitting awake. And I was like, this fucking sucks.
I wish I was that way. Caffeine doesn't do enough for me anymore. I can go to sleep right after.
I have resisted drinking it for like the first 20 years of my life, just so it would hit when I needed it.
You're like, I'm prepping.
I'm like, I can't build up a tolerance to this shit. I'm going to need it.
I had the opposite. I worked at a coffee shop, so Anyways, I put the note, did she kill her mom?
Yeah.
Because of the way her dad would be like this. Like, I'm like, did she do it?
I thought it was just what she says later on with Asian dads and their relationship with their daughters. And I thought that was just the shtick that they were going with.
Right.
And I was like, okay, all right, we're going to get into some of
but
that.
But I was right like, I don't know, because the whole time, I did enjoy the like flashbacks of some of them are memories, some of them are dreams of her, like, and her trauma.
She's got a lot of trauma.
She does. Of, like,
all that from almost being drowned once. All right, clearly you never chicken fought in when you were a kid, all right?
The way, let's just go into the memories. The way her memory is of her mom drowning her. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay, mom, all right.
My mom pushed me into the pool and tried to drown me. My mom tried to kill me in my, like, my mom tried to kill me and my dad hates me. I was like, damn. Was like,
why'd they get divorced? What's going on here?
You know, I'm like, they clearly agree about something.
Clearly, yeah, they got a lot in common, right? They both want you fucking dead.
No, it was so crazy to me. I was like, girl, wee. And the brother seems cute.
Just Josh, just a dude. Yeah. I think one of the books is probably going to be about him. Because there's a lot of books in this series, right?
Yeah. Twisted love, twisted games, twisted hate, and twisted lies. That's crazy.
Twisted tea.
This shit was twisted. I'll give you that.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This is just another thing I wrote down. This is a part where he's describing his $20,000 watch in detail. And I think that was the exact moment that my brain swapped over to don't take this any amount
You're
of
like,
serious.
This is camp. It's okay.
You just need to vibe with this right here. It's no one's being executed unjustly in this book. You're fine.
Right.
Just be vibing. It's not based off a true story about 1980s Alabama. We're good.
You're like, hold on. I'm not in school.
We're good. All right. Yeah. I can just sit back and listen. All right, yeah. Here we go.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education. and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Him pulling up in the Aston Martin was immediately, I was like, girl, now what? I don't know. I'm like, you're so rich, like, be happier. Not to say money buys happiness, but like.
You ever tried to be sad on a jet ski?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, get on your private jet and live,
I'll
sir.
Be depressed on my yacht, bro, all right?
Yes.
But
instead, he has this roster of ladies that he doesn't like.
Buys a $40,000 painting? Oh, I thought you said it was expensive. Shut up, bro.
He's like,
me
yes.
Struggling with my $800 paycheck? Like, what do you mean?
I'm like, these problems. I don't know.
Are $50 we made from an episode or something like that?
That's like,
we're making it big here.
It's so psycho. I'm like, girl, smile.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know. But he clearly has an affinity for our diva Ava.
Yeah, from the get-go, I was like,
yeah,
bro, you are scaring me with your POV here a little bit.
Yeah.
Where he's just like,
she's mine.
What is she doing posing for a modeling gig that, like, a whore? I was like, bro, what the?
Okay.
Whoa.
The way he kept calling her that, whore and
like,
slut, I said, I don't know, if maybe it's just.
In the bedroom was fine, but everywhere else.
Is it? I don't know.
She
That's
was clearly
not
down
my
for
team.
It.
She was, but.
Yeah.
Our people, I'm like, that's so crazy. But I live. I mean, you to each their own, I guess. But I was like.
Speaking of my previous roster, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Right?
Yeah, I did not like his vibe anytime. Oh. Like, even when they were together officially, I was still like, Anna, baby, do you.
Ava.
Sorry. Anna's the author. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Anna, what are we? Come on. Come on, Anna. What's that about?
Does this man have any redeeming qualities?
He's rich.
I texted you though. I was like, I think that this is the most unlikable male main character we've ever read. And maybe it's just not my thing. Maybe I want respect.
If you like this, please, I need you to like tell us why Alex is your go-to guy.
I will say I do get the thing of like, he's mean to everyone else except for...
Yeah, Grumpy Sunshine.
I get Grumpy Sunshine. This guy's not grumpy. This guy is awful.
He's just a dick. You know?
Yes, like... And I don't know if he has any
Especially with the way that he treats his employees when he's in a bad mood.
Oh, I don't fuck with that.
He was all like snapping at his secretaries, getting them fired. I was like, whoa, okay, elitist bro. Come on, they're just doing their job. All right. I don't like that.
I don't like it at all.
Rise up against the bourgeoisie scum right here.
Exactly. Eat the rich, period.
I've been getting radicalized hardcore lately.
By this guy.
Every time I see my paycheck, I come one step closer to picking up a fork.
Right? And this guy, the fact, sure, okay, so then his trauma is that his whole family was killed in front of him. The mafia vibe.
Boo-hoo.
To which I'm like, yeah, that sucks. But I don't know, be better? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I do support, you know, that... Okay, all the twists that came into his revenge plan, where it was Ava and Josh's dad, or just Josh's dad, I guess. That's one of the twists I want to
talk about.
I'm going to talk about all
the
twists in one go here.
Okay, Twist.
Big reveal that, what was his name? Marcus? Was that his name? What was the dad's name?
Michael,
yeah. Not Marcus. Where did I get Marcus from?
Michael,
Ava's supposed dad, tried to drown her and framed her mom for it instead because she wasn't his.
Which I'm like,
and then tried to
what?
Suffocate her, and then she lost her mind. I was like, that's crazy. That's a crazy twist right there.
Crazy.
Wild. And then this entire scene just made me go, what? Because it just comes out of nowhere in the plot where all of a sudden she's confronting him in his office or something like that.
Yes.
And then... he starts gaslighting her. King gaslighting. I gotta respect the game.
This.
I gotta respect the game. She's like, my third grade teacher, Mrs. Whatever.
Yeah.
Something. Mrs. H, we'll just say that, said that I had a bunch of bruises and stuff like that. And he just goes, without like really missing a beat, you never had a third grade teacher called Mrs. H. Like, and I'm like, I support the hustle. He did. And then Alex storms into the room because he had bugged the room, I guess, and was like, I did a full background check. She did have a third grade teacher called blah, blah, blah. Nice try. And I'm like, all right, that's a really fucking weird thing. Are we just going to jump over that?
It's so right weird. There?
And this whole room and conversation is being recorded, all of it. You just confessed to attempting, because the guy just then like flips out and goes, yeah, I did it. What are you going to do about it? How did I do it? I'm faster. That's how I did it. You know? And then the FBI walks in like, we were here the whole time. So I'm like, what do you mean the FBI was here the whole time? And then, like, they start talking, so like, I'm gonna get on out of here. And then the brother Josh storms in, like, I was listening the whole time, too. And they start, I'm like, what is this? What are we doing?
It's so crazy. I know. I was like,
Solomon, did you get any of that? Tell me what happened with what I just told you. Tell me what just happened.
It was just a blur.
But yeah, okay.
He's like, I wasn't listening.
He's like, I'm not listening to you guys yet.
Yeah, it was it was crazy. And listen. No hate.
It was giving soap opera.
It was giving soap opera.
Just the time. I like soap operas. Yeah. Well, I like just being able to go, you know?
Yeah. We should have known. We were here for twists. We got twists. I do think that there was a lot of, this is a slightly negative thing I'm going to say. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. I do think there was a lot of, like, you know how they say show, don't tell? There was a lot of telling and not showing in this book. Like, it just was like, so, I think that sometimes in books, there are words, period. Just kidding. I think that
sometimes
I'm trying to calculate.
There are words.
Yes.
But a picture is worth 1,000 words, but you have to use words to paint that picture.
Well, like, this book to me was giving bullet points of things that were happening and things that she wanted to be revealed. And there was nothing to fill between the bullet points.
There was
a
lot of dirty talk to fill the in-betweens right there.
But, okay, I don't even feel like there was that much smut. Like, there was, but it was, like, not giving to me.
I didn't enjoy it in this one, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, I did not.
I was just kind of like, oh, Jesus, all right, whoa.
I also think, sorry.
It's not your taste?
Trigger warning. I think that the phrase slippery folds needs to be eradicated from these books. Let's get rid of that. It's awful. Never once have I read that and go,
it's giving
yeah,
the
baby.
Aquarium slippery fold. You know what I mean?
No,
like, I don't know. I feel like that's like something that I would see like the seal exhibit talking about or something like that.
I think it's awful. Slippery folds.
I don't like
be that. So for real. But yeah, I feel like there wasn't much, like, I don't understand ever why they liked each other or why they even loved each other.
He's the light to her. I mean, she's
like,
the
I
light
get
to
that.
His darkness.
I get that, but you never really see them interact in
no,
a way.
No, no, it's fine. She's the light to his darkness.
Because they tell us, so.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay, work.
He
you're
said
right.
that he liked her shitty cookies. That's all
true.
That matters.
Oh,
he threatened
right.
to beat up a photographer that was doing what she asked him to do.
Another thing.
The Australian, like, he threatens relax. To murder at the end for asking her out when they're very clearly not together anymore. I was like, all right, bro.
And she had said no anyways.
Yeah. Keeps following her around. Doing. I'm like, all right, I'm not into this anymore. Like, at least in Lights Out, they were both down for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In Lights Out, it was a fun, silly vibe.
Exactly.
Like, how crazy is this that this is actually happening?
I think
in
that
this one, it was, no, it is hot.
I was, because you know how we always say that we love when books don't take themselves too seriously? Hmm. I think this book was taking itself
You felt
crazy.
Like it was taking it too seriously? I chose did. To believe that it was not.
Okay, well, so, period.
I think that, you know.
Yeah.
It's fine, but like.
I wanted an ounce of something silly, and I don't think there was.
The silly That's I got silly. Was the first time that they were like hanging out together after like when she comes over to watch a movie with him or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just all the double entendres that he keeps intentionally
Yeah, that was
saying.
Funny.
I was just laughing because I was like, they're acting like they're not saying anything. And she's like, oh, I'm looking into it too much. I'm like, no, he's being like weirdly fucking like specific yeah. with his words. And some of them are like, one of them was, I feel you dripping all over me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you were not talking. And he's like, in reference to your bleeding heart. I'm like, shut up, bro. That is not what you meant. That was whack.
And she starts to freak out.
She's like, oh, my God. What? There's another one. And he's like, put it in. And she's like, what? And he's like, the DVD. And I'm like, bro, just stop just saying weird things here. And he's just going the whole time, just going, the entire time watching the movie. I'm like, all right, yes, we see the fit. All right.
Yeah.
We get it. I liked the kinky parrot.
Yes.
That was fun. I'm like, see, this, we can be fun. We can be fun here. More bird just talking BDSM stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Love the parrot.
Her ex is another thing, Liam.
Oh, right.
And I was like, Liam, no! That's all I, you know that audio from?
Oh, yes.
Liam, no. Rest in peace. But also, just 0-for-2 is what I wrote. Tries to accost her at the bar, being like, babe, come on. It wasn't that serious. And I was like, I mean, yeah, you cheated on her, but all right, bro. Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, huh?
You got to try really hard if you really want to get her back. So, yeah, show up drunk and high and corner her outside of a bar. That's what women want.
Psycho.
But based on Ava's taste, it might actually be what she wants.
I know.
I'm like, we're supposed to be like repulsed, but almost like, I don't know. She's kind of down for that type of behavior, it seems, you know?
And that's
and then she knees him in the balls. I'm like, good girl. All right.
Yes. Yeah. He beats the shit out of him. I was like, okay, work. I respect
her. Oh, yeah. At the other party right there, too.
Yeah.
Gets him fired. He doxes the guy and everything. He's like, yeah, his job. He gets Liam fired. Gets him, like, sent out of the state. I'm like, are you going to get this guy deported now?
What's going on? It's crazy.
What kind of pull do you have as a vague businessman?
It's so psycho. All love to my diva, Madeline. That girl was psycho.
Yeah.
When he's like, he like calls her a prostitute, she's like, I'm just a girl.
She's like, you're hot, bro. What do you want?
Yes.
When she like starts fighting Ava in front of the pool.
Yeah, that I'm like,
her in,
oh, that was like, crazy.
Yeah, that's, you're really showing her the way you're arguing about how much better you get effed by the same guy, I guess. All right.
Yeah.
Also, maybe, all right, I wasn't getting, it was giving, have you ever seen Not Another Teen Movie?
No.
One of the best spoof movies ever, Chris Evans is in it and stuff. There's a scene where it's the house party scene that's supposed to be the mean girl, like, gets rid of the main, our protagonist girl. And so she's drunk, she drinks a non-alcoholic beer, and she cannonballs into a pool, fully clothed, and then she gets out, and then the mean girl goes, oh, and spills her water all over her, and that's supposed to be the, but it's like, she's already drenched. What is this going to do?
That's so
the joke.
Funny.
It's like, oh, oops. And she's like, how could you do this? You ruined my outfit. Like,
that's crazy.
What it was given when they were arguing in front of the pool to me.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, oh, what's going to happen? This girl's scared of water.
I will say, though, Ava had some comebacks.
She did.
She came ready.
Yes.
Claws were out.
As she should.
And I was like, Madeline, you lost this fight.
Yeah.
You took also, it off.
So she like pushes her into the pool, and then like Alex comes and he's like, what did you do?
I saw the TikTok of it or whatever.
Yeah, I saw it on the internet. And she's like, how am I supposed to know that she can swim? Bitch, don't throw people into pools.
I like to think that the pool was like in like the shallow end too. So she could have just stood up.
Stands
she's like,
up.
She's just sinking into the end. And it's like, girl, it's 3 feet. What the fuck?
I was just like, oh, just kidding.
Oh.
It was so crazy. All these rich people terrorizing each other. I'm like, guys, just go live.
Dude, can that happen in the real world instead of them terrorizing us? Please.
Right? Just go spend your money and live life. Psycho. What else did I have?
Oh, yeah. When he fights Liam and he's punching her, he's like, that's for cheating on her.
Yeah.
That's for making her feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
I was like, I didn't, that's where I couldn't ever support anything he did ever again.
Yeah.
It's the counting him down.
One.
That's
two.
For the Shire. That's what, except it works when Sam does it in Lord of the Rings. That was a Lord of the Rings reference, spoilers.
Yes.
But it's hot when he does it. But like this guy does it, when Alex does it, I'm like,
because he has redeeming and endearing qualities.
Yeah.
I don't think Alex does.
Like, I was way more with it and I was starting to support Alex when he just grabbed Liam and I thought he was just gonna throw him out. I was like, all right, yeah. And then he goes, that's for cheating on her. Ooh.
Oh, I feel like, though, I have to say, there was a time in my life where I think I would have lived for stuff like this, but perhaps my frontal lobe has formed.
I fear.
And I'm like, I think maybe just someone to make me laugh would suffice. I don't need to do all this.
It's the same thing with, I feel like if people were like reread Divergent or something like
Man,
they'll be like, so when I wanted to get a tattoo of this, I was in fact 13. Give me some space. Give me a break. Yeah.
My sister was so into those. My sister came out. She finished the last one and was sobbing harder than any. Like, my family still references it to this day. The way she was crying at the end of those books. It was crazy.
And now it's been reduced to just that one scream when What's her name? Trish Jumps.
Oh, God, Triss, I think,
Triss?
Right?
Oh, not yeah. Even Trish. Triss, yeah.
Oh, those books. But that was such a time. What a time to be alive. You know what I'm saying? What a time to be a teenager.
That was a good time.
Yes.
It, yeah, oh. That era of films. Now we still get Hunger Games, though. That's good.
Did you see what they posted today?
What did they post today? No.
So what day? What's the date? Oh, my God. Wait, that's so weird. I just got a thing
Friday
about
the 23rd.
Them posting something. It's 23rd. So we've been getting the casting announcements for Sunrise on the Reaping. Mm-hmm. I forgot to say this earlier. And so
I've been cast as Lulu, guys. It's me.
Sure.
It's going to be me.
Well, so they've released the cast, basically all of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, have you seen them? How they've been doing that?
Yeah, the reveals.
So
like
today they posted one where the word that came out was you. And then it was like, we're doing a casting search. We're doing like a casting competition if you want to be in the movie.
Should we submit?
Yes. Okay, we're gonna submit. But I was like, the way it went, you, and all the comments were like, was like, not you guys reaping us. Yeah. That's crazy.
POV Haymitch in Sunrise on the Reaping.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You. Eeny, meeny, miny, you.
You. It's crazy. I was like,
oh. I'm so mad at the Hunger Games account because it got me with that fucking Josh Hutcherson whistle meme. It's like, yeah. Katniss Everdeen.
It's so good.
And I was going to throw my phone.
Yeah.
If I didn't need it so badly for life, I would have yeeted it.
Oh, Josh, love him so. Okay. Oh my gosh, at one point she says to him, well, this is towards the end, but it's just a note that I have to
yeah.
say before I forget.
I can't go in order for this one. It no. just has to be.
Yeah. She says to him that she hates him or something, or she says something about hating him. And then I don't remember if he says it or if her friend says it. They say hate is just another word for love.
So Dale. Seek therapy, guys.
Dale, therapy, betterhelp.com.
That is something that hate is not the opposite of love. You know what I mean? Apathy is. So if you hate someone, it means that there are strong feelings there for the person.
Yes, I get that. Love.
Yeah.
But not the same thing.
No.
And I have an enemies to lover girl.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I think that all of you would benefit from some intense mental
yeah,
health.
On the note of enemies to lovers, I saw a TikTok about this, and give us some recs about this, actually. Comment them below because I need some. It's enemies to lovers is getting really stale lately, and I think yes. I agree with a lot of it because
yes.
it's not giving enemies to lovers. It's giving that he's just mean.
Yes.
And that they're mean to each other, but like there's still a lot of tension there.
Yeah.
Whereas in a lot of other instances, and no examples are coming to mind right now, really good enemies to lovers is where the romance is a subplot, and it only comes like around because the story itself is so good, because they're actually enemies, and then they turn out that they are
right.
into each other.
Yeah,
and you
I
can't
agree.
Just start from the get-go of them just being like, his hot, evil abs were rubbing against my face, and I was like, no, you're a murderer.
Yeah.
I can't with your rippling muscles around my slippery folds.
No! No! Yeah, I agree with you there.
You know?
Yeah, we need...
Where's the pining? We need pining back.
We need pining. We need... Not this weird thing.
We need just not this, yeah.
We need... I don't know. I was trying to come up with something better.
Maybe our gay books will do better for Pride Month.
I hope they do, because... The straights are disappointing me recently.
The straights have been disappointing for a while, I feel.
That's, no, absolutely.
As a straight, I apologize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I agree with you there.
When we still thought it was the mom that had murdered her.
Yeah.
I remembered how I had just lost a tooth and I had found money from the tooth fairy. And I was like, okay, so this is where I kind of clocked something was up.
Uh-huh.
I didn't figure out that something was up. I was just thinking, okay, what kind of mom gives money, sorry, the tooth fairy, gives money to a kid that they're about to murder? You know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm like, if you're going through psychotic episodes of depression, you're not giving money for the tooth fairy.
Right, 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 right.
You're going to wake up like, and find the tooth still there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's giving, like, you don't make plans if you're going to,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I do it just so that there can be a massive conspiracy about my death.
Of
course. I'm gonna have a bunch of strange guys in suits showing up and like nodding their respect and then leaving.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that.
You don't like that vibe where it's like to make people think you had something big going on?
Yeah, make it drama.
Yeah.
That's fun.
You're not just kind of like a line of like really hot men paid to like show up at your funeral and being like,
I'd rather hang out with them when I'm alive.
Yeah. Would you, though? You're terrified.
Hey, hey, hey. Not too much on me now.
Not too much on you now. You posted about it.
I know.
Posted a TikTok about it. It's not the quiet secret anymore. Go like her TikTok, guys, where she confesses how much she's terrified of men.
It's true. I'm getting hot. You're stressing me out. Thank you.
Right.
Oh. I'm sweating.
So she's single, guys.
Ayo. I put one of my notes is I liked Credence more than this.
I yeah.
Whoops.
I didn't bring a Nerf gun, so I can't say anything nice. You'd have to shoot me if I.
Yeah,
said
I'll
stuff.
Kick you. I think because Credence was so ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know.
I think from the get go, you just have to be like, "What the f-?" Like it was so out there in terms of what was happening.
Exactly. That I was laughing. I wish I was laughing during this. I wasn't.
I had to swap my mindset to start laughing for it, but no matter what mindset I was in for Credence, I wouldn't be able to read it without laughing.
Of course.
And I feel the serious moments were a little bit better in Credence. I don't know.
I agree.
I related to some things there more often.
Yeah. This one?
The depression parts, not the other parts.
Yeah, hey, hey, hey.
Disclaimer, not the step cousin, weird uncle stuff.
Oh, my
Really wish that wasn't a part of the book.
Yeah, it's wacko. And then eventually we find out that his family
was murdered. And she thought, he thought it was Ava's dad who had done it.
Which is why he was playing that long game of getting in with Josh and then Ava when Josh left.
I think the book would have been better if he had started a relationship with Josh instead. You know what I mean? I think that would have been a little bit better if, like, he and Josh, like, while they were roommates.
And they were roommates.
And when he was just like, Josh, are you going to bring me home to the family? And then he, like, murders his dad.
Yes.
All right. Start writing this down. All right. Twisted love fan fiction. So, and then he finds out, oh, no, it was really my uncle who did it. And I was like, what are all these twisted and all these twists?
We got what we bought, I guess.
And then he kills his uncle. You know, he ousts him as CEO, which once again, very business.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yes, I guess you could get a board meeting to vote him out. Yes, you do have dirt on all the board members, so I guess this is possible. But also, it's just one email, bro. That's all it's going to take, you know?
Pookie. And then she finds out that...
He was like, I never loved her. She was just a good lay.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I had to make her believe that so that... She never gets hurt again. I'm like, well, you killed the only guy that was like threatening you. So I think you're good, bro.
Right. Also, the way that this like princess gets wrapped up in all of this.
Yeah, that's why. That's
too.
How I know. I was like, we're probably setting something up here with the hot post ex-Navy SEAL guy.
I was like, what?
Her bodyguard that's just increasingly hot and hot. 6'5 and muscle. I was like, all right, 6'5. Chill.
You're like, whoa, not 2 inches on me.
Whoa. All right. I'm not 6'3, bro.
I thought you were. How tall are you?
I'm only 6'1.
Oh, I thought you were taller because I'm so short.
Small and tiny. Oh my gosh. Whoa.
I thought you were a foot taller than me.
No.
I made it up.
Yeah. You're like, when you're not in heels, you're like 5 foot flat, you know?
That's not true. Okay. Yeah. And then
I need to go to the chiropractor. Maybe I'll be 6'3 then.
There you go. Stretch it out. Yeah.
I'm excited for the sequel, probably.
But then she goes to London.
None, Paris, Tokyo.
And he follows her.
Just one thing that I gotta hello, took you in every night on the... No Worldwide by BTR? Not a Big Time Rush girly?
No, I really wasn't.
Oh.
Because I was more Disney Channel. I wasn't really watching...
Big Time Rush?
I
think they're having a concert soon.
They're always around.
No, they're only recently always around. They weren't around for the longest time.
Oh.
Okay. Was big news when they started releasing new singles. My music started blowing up. I was like, whoa, hello. And they finally started singing like within their vocal ranges instead of like what the studio was making them sing.
Yeah.
So Big Time Rush tangent, guys.
Go on.
The amount of auto-tune that they make them do and the way they make specifically James, the pretty one, sing, they make him do like a full belting thing. That's not really in his range of motion. Like he does it, but it sounds very forced. I think that's fair. I still... Like his moments in Worldwide and everything like that. But like when they're singing and they're just in their natural flow of things.
Yeah.
It's a little bit better. it's a little bit better when you're just like, oh, they don't have to auto-tune the shit out of Carlos. That's great. Yeah. That's good. Wow. All right.
Come on, Big Time Rush.
Yeah. So that's the hill I'll die on. I've been watching a lot of Big Time Rush clips on TikTok lately.
That's so funny.
It's just a bunch of random clips cut together.
Work.
It's good, yeah. Good. Sorry, where were we?
She goes to London because she like leaves him. She's like, no,
I'll go do photography.
Yeah.
In London.
And she's living her best life.
That's what you want to do.
Yes, I do.
Is that why you didn't like this? You're jealous of Ava? She's living the life that you want.
Well, I was like,
Hot billionaire boyfriend.
No, I don't want him. I was like, bitch, leave her alone. Let her live her life in London. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I want this girl to be at the pub, drinking a little pint, and meeting someone nice. I just want this girl to be with someone nice.
That one Australian guy who's just vibing with her, super nice, helping them out. And then like once their fellowship is over, he finally asks her out. He's like, hey, yeah, I thought it'd be weird, mate.
I thought he was British.
No, he was Australian.
Oh, work.
And he goes like, oh.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I didn't want it to be weird, so I figured since the fellowship's over, I'd shoot my shot.
Respectful,
and try it.
Respectful, king.
And he was fine. And like he was really chill about the rejection, too.
Yes!
Like you were a really great guy. He's like, that's not a good start.
I know. Yeah. I was like, I love this guy. Let me out of him.
And he was just silly and vibe. I was like, yeah, all right.
Let me out of him.
That's why I didn't like Alex, too. I was like, bro was so nonchalant about it. And very no
stake. And it was so chill. And then he's a dick. I hate him. I hate him.
This guy, the Australian guy, understandably is like, hey, Ava, do you want me to, like, call the cops? What the fuck is this guy doing here? He walks and he's like, I dismissed all the staff at this event. I'm like, can you do that? Did he pay for the event? I must have missed that part where he paid for the event.
Who knows?
And then he bought all the artwork, all the pictures, I mean.
Yeah.
But when he, like, has her alone and they start getting freaky again, he's like, she's like, wait, we should, he's like, no, I sent all the staff home. I was like, imagine being at work and some guy you've never met before is just like glaring at this one girl and is like, everyone go home. I'd be like,
no.
Yeah, security?
It's horrifying.
I don't know.
And I just don't like the way he's like, you're my, he's like, I told you you're
mine. I'm going to ruin any guy who talks to you.
Like, I still own you.
It just wasn't working for me in this one. I don't know. Usually we can be like, oh my God, and she was property. Okay.
I know. Normally I'm like, yes, degrade her. This time I was like, get
this
the
time
fuck
it was a little too serious. I was like, whoa. You can't talk to her like
leave
that,
her
bucko.
Alone. Leave her alone.
Yeah, none of that was good. None of that was a vibe.
Anyways, that's what I thought about this one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Anna.
This was another thing that I'm consistently screaming about because of unrealistic body standards for men.
Speak on it, King.
With a body like that, he's one of those health nuts. And he's like, no, I'm not one of those health nuts. I'm like, you never sleep. You never eat healthy. You're always working. So why do you have a body like that?
Why are you hot?
Sleep is one of the most important factors to getting gains.
Hey, why are you hot?
I refuse to accept this. You do need to eat like that. You had cake. Your abs are gone. That's not how it works. Why are we so body positive for women in these books? We're just like, and you accepted me, even though like I had like roles or something like that. I'm like, men have roles.
Oh my gosh! Period.
No, that's me on a fake soapbox there, guys. Don't worry, I like hot guys too.
Well, of course.
I think it's just because I finally stopped going to my campus gym, and I finally started going to a real like gym again. And I was like, that's right, people are like really physically fit here. Fuck.
You are.
I'm just kidding.
Hey.
No, not there yet, but. Yeah, well, that's about that.
I don't think I have anything else to say besides if you really loved this, I'm happy for you.
Is the next one about Bridget?
I think so. Actually, I don't know.
That's what I'll do right now since we have a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Let me find out.
Yeah, this wasn't for me. If it was for you, I love that. You're right.
I'm all right.
Twisted
Games. That sounds like a Bridget book. Reese Larson has two rules. Protect his clients at all costs. Two, do not become emotionally involved.
Ayo.
He has never once been tempted to break those rules
until now.
Bridget von Ashberg, a princess with a stubborn streak and a hidden fire that reduces his rules to ash. She's nothing he expected and everything he never knew he needed. Day by day, inch by inch. She breaks down his defenses until he's faced with a truth he can no longer deny. He swore an oath to protect her. But all he wants is to ruin her.
Because
she's
good.
His princess, his forbidden fruit, his every depraved fantasy.
Oh, God.
Regal, strong-willed, and bound by the chains of duty, Princess Bridget dreams of the freedom to live and love as she chooses. But when her brother abdicates, she's suddenly faced with the prospect of a loveless, politically expedient marriage and a throne she never wanted.
Wait.
And as she navigates the intricacies and treacheries of her new role, she must also hide her desire for a man she can't have. Her bodyguard, her protector, her ultimate ruin.
Wait.
Theirs is a love story that could destroy a kingdom and doom them both. Contains mature themes.
Sounds like
that
fun.
Sounds good. Hold on a second. All right, Anna Huang, perhaps we were too hasty in our judgment.
Maybe we spoke too soon.
We spoke too soon. I would like to apologize. This is a good setup. I didn't know this was just a setup to the universe.
Yeah.
Mayhaps Twisted Games will be revisited.
I know. Bridget. Bridget and Reese. Well, Princess.
Princess.
All right, everybody.
All right, Princess.
That's it.
Goodbye, princesses.
Next time, we're going to do, speaking of princes.
Princes.
Red, white, and royal blue.
Red, white, and royal blue. Happy Pride Month,
Uther
you guys.
Ringle all the way.
And, be seeing you guys soon. We'll be way more consistent from now on.
We're around. You're going to prepare to be sick of us.
Be so sick of us. And bye-bye. See you next time.